Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into a legal judgment that honestly should be required reading for anyone involved in strata property. We've gone through the findings from a New South Wales tribunal case, NC Caddity, and it's all about what happens when an owner's corporation, you know, decides short-term fixes are better than doing the job right. Let me tell you, it doesn't end well.
No, it really doesn't.
This case involves a business, Waterworld Pure Drinking Water, down in Caringbah. They ended up suing their owner's corporation and won, big time, almost $82,000.
$81,669.52, to be exact.
All because of repeated, really catastrophic failures with a leaky roof.
Exactly. And that's our mission today, right? We're going to unpack the source, the judgment itself, look at this idea of a strict duty to maintain property. We'll trace how things went so wrong, the neglect, and why these two specific water events led to such a massive payout.
Yeah, it seems like a classic case of delaying the inevitable fix just made everything way, way worse.
Precisely. The cost of that delay just ballooned.
Okay, let's unpack this then. What exactly is the requirement? If the penalty was that high, what does the law actually say an owner's corporation has to do?
Well, it all starts with the basic law here, Section 106.1 of the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. It's pretty clear. It says an owner's corporation must properly maintain the common property and keep it in good and serviceable repair. That's the exact wording.
Good and serviceable repair. Okay.
But the key thing, and the tribunal really hammered this home, is that this duty is strict.
Strict. What does that mean in practice? Not just trying your best.
Exactly. It's not about reasonable steps or best endeavors. It's not enough to say, oh, well, we tried. We got some quotes. The law demands a result. The common property has to be in good repair and functioning properly. Full stop.
So the moment the roof, say, isn't doing its job properly, like keeping water out, the OC is already in breach.
That's right. What's fascinating here is the tribunal pointed out, you know, this duty isn't just reactive. It includes prevention. As soon as part of the common property starts failing, isn't working effectively, boom, the breach has occurred. It's an absolute standard.
Okay, so this case involves Lot 12. Waterworld had been there, what, 25 years?
Yeah, long-term tenant.
And it's a two-level place. Factory floor downstairs for the bottling. But the damage happened upstairs on the mezzanine.
That's the crucial part. The mezzanine was their admin area. Office stuff. Custom furniture, computers, files. You know, things vulnerable to water damage.
Right. Not just industrial equipment. That makes sense for the damages awarded later.
Definitely.
Okay, let's get into the timeline of neglect. Because the findings make it clear this wasn't just, you know, one bad storm. This was a slow burn.
Absolutely. The first signs of water penetration from a failed main roof gutter were noted way back in November 2020.
November 2020. So years before the big payouts.
Yes. And while that initial failure kicked things off, the real issue, legally speaking, was the OC's response. Or, well, their lack of response.
Because the owner kept warning them, right? They didn't just sit back.
Oh, absolutely. Throughout 2022, the owner, a Mr. Kumulas, was constantly contacting the strata manager, emailing, writing.
Saying what specifically?
Saying the roof leaks were actively damaging his property. It wasn't vague. He was very specific.
Is there, like, a key piece of evidence there?
There is. There's an email from September 16th, 2022. It's pretty direct. He wrote that his new office furniture beneath the box gutter and flooring has bloated and decayed from the water damage.
Wow. Okay. So telling them exactly what's being ruined.
And he didn't stop there. He finished the email saying, "I trust the committee and yourselves will compensate, replace, and repair."
So he put them on notice. Not just, hey, there's a leak, but you're damaging my stuff and I expect you to pay.
Precisely. And that's the legal link to foreseeable loss. Because they were told repeatedly and specifically that water was wrecking furniture, computers, floors. By the time that first big flood hit in February 2023, the OC couldn't really argue they didn't know this kind of damage was likely. The nearly $82,000 bill became foreseeable.
They lost that defense of ignorance.
Completely.
And between that warning in September 2022 and the flood in February 2023, what did the OC actually do about the roof?
Well, the sources say not enough. They failed to do the necessary replacement work. They tinkered, maybe, but didn't fix the underlying problem.
Which led straight to that first major water event in February 2023. The photos apparently showed ceiling tiles just collapsed.
Yeah, fallen out of their place and crashed to the floor. That's serious water ingress, major flooding.
Okay, so after that disaster, surely they replaced the roof then.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But no. They again opted for what the tribunal later called patchwork repairs.
Patchwork, so more temporary fixes.
Basically, yeah. Some resealing, maybe some riveting. Not a proper roof replacement, just trying to plug the gaps, literally.
Choosing the cheap option again over a long-term solution.
It seems that way.
And predictably, it didn't hold.
Well, the owner certainly didn't think it would. Fast forward to December 2023. Mr. Camulus is texting the strata manager again.
Getting desperate, I imagine.
Sounds like it. He's asking, when will the roof get properly fixed? And he notes, quite pointedly, that the past patchwork and roofing incompetence has worsened the roof's integrity.
Ouch. Calling out the incompetence directly and the strata manager's reply. This part is just incredible.
It really is something. It's December 20th, 2023, right before Christmas. The strata manager tells the owner,
get ready for this,
to call the SES, the State Emergency Service, to, and I quote, tarp the roof.
Call the SES, like it's a natural disaster.
Essentially, yes.
And
the reason, because the strata manager's office was finished for the year.
Unbelievable. They basically said, sorry, we're closed for Christmas. Your collapsing roof is now the government's problem.
It shows a staggering disregard for that strict duty we talked about. Just clocking off while the property falls apart.
Astounding. Okay, so they put their feet up, hope the silicone held. What did the experts find when they finally looked properly?
Right, here's where it gets really interesting, technically speaking. The owner got an engineer in, Yuri Poza, from Optimax. He inspected in 2023 and again in 2024.
And his conclusion?
His report was blunt. The roof was beyond practical repair.
Beyond practical repair. So totally shot. What were the specific causes he found? The aha moment.
Well, there were a couple of big ones. First, actual physical gaps. I mean, literally. There was a photo submitted as evidence showing a gap between the box gutter and the roof sheeting where you could see the sky.
You could see the sky through the roof structure.
Clearly visible, according to the report. That's obviously a direct path for water. Hard to argue maintenance when there's daylight showing through.
Yeah, that's pretty definitive. What else?
Second, those so-called repairs they did. The patchwork. The report slammed them. It mentioned excessive use of silicone sealant and isolated patchwork. Basically, glorified glue jobs. And crucially, it confirmed these fixes didn't meet the Australian standards for waterproofing.
So the cheap fixes weren't even proper fixes by industry standards.
Not even close. Plus, the report mentioned widespread corrosion, exposed rivets, patches not overlapping correctly, just general deterioration that hadn't been addressed.
So the tribunal put it all together.
Yeah, they synthesized it. They found the main cause of all this water damage was simply the OC's failure to maintain the common property roof. It wasn't bad luck. It was neglect, proven by the expert evidence of a deteriorated structure.
Okay, let's talk money. The price tag for all this neglect, $81,669.52. How did they arrive at that specific figure?
Well, a key point here is that the owner's corporation didn't actually dispute the amounts claimed.
Really? They didn't challenge the invoices or anything?
Apparently not. They didn't formally object or ask for more time to review the evidence of loss. So the tribunal essentially accepted the owner's documented costs as presented.
A procedural point, but a costly one for the OC.
Very costly.
Looking at the breakdown of damages, you really see the ripple effect of a leaky roof on a business. What stands out?
Well, the technology cost is significant. $10,490 just for replacing computers.
Ouch.
And another $3,531 for data recovery services. That's nearly $14,000 right there just from water hitting electronics. Clearly foreseeable damage after those warnings.
And the office fit out, the mezzanine stuff.
That got hit hard too. There was almost $4,000 for a replacement sofa. A custom-made cupboard cost $8,190, plus another nearly $1,500 just to get rid of the damaged one.
So furniture, fixtures,
yeah,
all ruined.
Pretty much. And even the cost of cleaning up the mess. The owner had staff spend time cleaning after the floods.
And the tribunal allowed that.
They did. Mm-hmm. Over $3,200 for staff cleanup costs. They deemed it a reasonable expense given how bad the flooding was.
It paints a picture of just total saturation.
It really does. And maybe the most telling item is the flooring.
Ah, yes, you mentioned this earlier.
Because the OC did those inadequate patchwork repairs after the first flood in Feb 23. The floor got ruined again.
No way!
Yes. So the owner claimed $15,750 for replacing the floating floor after the 2023 event. Then, after the roof failed again, leading to the February 2024 damage, he had to claim another $15,750 to replace it a second time.
That's $31,500 just for the floor, directly because they didn't fix the roof properly the first time.
Exactly. It perfectly illustrates the cost of inadequate repairs.
Now, the OC tried an argument, didn't they? about the owner's own insurance.
Ah, yes. They tried to suggest that, well, the owner should have just claimed on his business insurance policy.
How did the tribunal respond to that?
They shot it down completely. And this is really important for anyone listening who owns strata property. The OC's liability, their strict duty under Section 106, exists whether the lot owner has insurance or not. It's totally separate.
So the owner having insurance doesn't let the OC off the hook?
Not at all. And even if the owner's insurance did pay out initially, what usually happens next?
The insurance company goes after the OC.
Exactly. It's called subrogation. The insurer steps into the owner's shoes and sues the negligent party, in this case, the OC, to recover what they paid out.
So the OC ends up paying one way or another. They can't hide behind the owner's policy.
Correct. It's not a valid defense to their failure to meet their statutory duty.
So what does this all mean then? Let's wrap this up. That final figure, $81,669.52.
It's a huge sum.
It really drives home the point, doesn't it? This strict duty to maintain common property, it's not optional, it's absolute.
Absolutely. And things like patchwork or makeshift repairs, especially for critical structures like a roof, they just don't cut it, legally or practically.
The judgment even mentioned the OC might have been facing financial constraints, but clearly delaying the fix was the most expensive option they could have chosen.
Without a doubt. The cost of that delay, the repeated damage, the cleanup, the legal fight, the final payout, it dwarfed whatever the cost of a proper roof replacement would have been back in 2022 or even earlier.
It proves that trying to save money by cutting corners on essential maintenance is just a false economy. It will cost you more in the end.
Guaranteed, especially when that strict duty is involved.
So a final thought then. If a commercial business owner could document this level of damage, hold the OC's feet to the fire over this strict duty, and win nearly $82,000. What does that signal for, say, residential strata schemes? You know, older apartment buildings maybe facing similar big-ticket maintenance issues, concrete cancer, failing balconies, old plumbing.
It's a massive warning sign, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're sitting on a strata committee, maybe looking at that quote for the roof replacement and thinking, can we put this off another year?
Remember this case.
Yeah.
Remember the sky visible through the roof.
And remember the $82,000 bill. That strict duty applies just the same, whether it's a factory mezzanine or someone's apartment ceiling. Something to think about.